I love Jen's artwork that she puts, not that she actually painted these things herself, but she's creative, and I love, and I love the clarity. I guess we did vote we're gonna get the new projector, a new one, so that's a wonderful piece of news, I think. But our sermon today, I'm going to, there we go, I did it so far. Yeah, I did it. Okay, we can go home, right? 2 weeks ago here, I started a little mini sermon series in the book of 1 Thessalonians called What is Faith Like? And I'm going to do a second part of this little sermon series called What is Faith Like? Taken all from 1 Thessalonians, and my Bible is...
What is it with pastors? It seems like everyone would get to lose stuff. It's not that big of an error.
Oh, it's right here.
Good job.
My head was not attached. I'm going to read the text to you, but this is called part two of What Does Faith Look Like? From last week, we remember, there was three things that we mentioned. What does faith look like? It's embracing our election, the fact that God chose us. We are not in Him haphazardly. God chose us in His grace and in His mercy. We also talked about we want the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Without the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are more or less powerless. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches, and without me you can do nothing. And the third part of last week was, we want to also, what faith looks like is we all want this healthy sense of remorse for when we've done wrong. And we all do wrong things. We all do dumb and bad things. A healthy sense of remorse, not when we're just beating ourselves up, but when we embrace God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. This week, we're going to look at three more parts of what faith looks like from this first chapter. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. I think it's only four verses. It's going to be 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves reporting concerning us the kind of a reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. So what else from this first chapter of 1 Thessalonians? I cannot say that fast three times. Try it sometime. Well, the first thing that I want to pull out of our text is we want a faith to be an expectant faith, looking forward to a world without pain when Jesus returns. We do want that. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. We, as the people of God, pray and are active in doing acts of goodness and love to humanity. We are engaged there. I filled in the church last week, and they had this ministry called Unto. I think it's based out of Mount Joy. And they had multiple churches that were filling in these food bags. I think they did over 45,000 of them. Now, it wasn't just their church. It was multiple churches in the area. But it just really impressed me. I thought, maybe we want to look into this type of ministry. It's an outreach. I drew the picture. There is their social hall. I can see our social room looking like that. At either church, they have these people coming in after church and doing these bags for humanitarian reasons. And I thought, we are, the people of God, we are engaged in doing good deeds, but we can get discouraged. I can get discouraged. You know, we see things going on in the world, senseless acts of violence. We see natural disasters. We see people's lives being ruined by substance abuse. There's a lot of pain still in the world. And we can tend to just say, is it worth it? Do we just want to give up? But this text encourages us to anticipate. Our faith should be one where we are anticipating a day where there will not be any pain, where there will not be a need for pharmacies and doctors, medications. That's part of what we believe. We say it every week. He will come again. Jesus Christ will come again. Sometimes it does feel like our efforts are in a losing battle, but we should turn our eyes on Jesus, the perfecter of our faith, and have a confidence he will come at some point, and the world will be a different place. It will be a world of peace. I don't know where that color came from. So I bet that's almost, does that look green on pink to you?
It looks pink. We don't see pink.
Pink? Is that black down there? Okay, she likes it.
Okay, when we feel despair about the state of the world, we can take comfort that it is only temporary, knowing Jesus will return and wipe away every tear.
Wonderful news. The next thing is we want a faith that not only anticipates Christ coming, we want a faith that is contagious. Contagious.
For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything.
It was a faith that spread. I know we have this thing of private faith and a public faith. And to be honest, I like my solitude. And I process a lot of things in my faith in a private way. I like that time where it's just me and the Bible, and I'm praying and I'm studying and meditating. So I really get that part of it. My faith is my faith, and it's private. But God calls us to not just have this sense of a private faith. He calls us to have a contagious faith that would spread. That would spread. That's what biblical faith looks like. You know, COVID-19 was an interesting time for all of us. And first time that I ever lived through anything like that, pandemic. And it spread, and it spread, and it spread easily. What if our faith would be like that? What if our faith would spread to others? I think that's what God desires of our faith. Yes, we do have this sense of a private faith, but these Thessalonians, they also, their faith spread. It spread, and that's really what we're to do. We're not to, you know, hide it under a bushel. No, I am going to let it shine. So may God encourage us to have that strength and courage to do that.
You want to have a faith that is empowered by the joy of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
If you remember, almost a month ago, when we looked at the launching or the establishment of this church in Thessalonica, Paul has essentially run out of town. He tried to share in the synagogue the message of the true Jesus Christ, that he is the Messiah, the one who died and rose again. But there was a lot of hostility and resistance to that. He had to leave. They had to sneak him out. And likely, they did not need the synagogue anymore. They had a rough go of it to get that church started. But look what happened.
They flourished. They flourished despite the hostility, despite the affliction. What's the secret to that? The Holy Spirit, the joy of the Holy Spirit, is what powered the woods, is what empowered them.
The Holy Spirit, which is why I talked to the kids about that today, is mentioned two times in this chapter. In this first chapter of Thessalonians. Is there a pattern here that we should be paying attention to?
Do we, as a congregation, do we, as the people of God, do we individually desire the power of the Holy Spirit to empower our lives, that we could live our Christian lives boldly? That's going to be my prayer. That's what I desire. I desire to be a joyful person. My joy is not something that I can drum up myself. I can't muster up my strength and my own joy. It has to come from an external source. The Holy Spirit. That's where the joy of the Lord comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That is what real faith looks like. That is what biblical faith looks like. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing our sermon hymn, which is Good, Good Father. Father, we're encouraged today. We desire, Father, we are the people of God. We come to church, and in a world where it seems that there's darkness, and it seems like things are coming apart, we desire to be the people you want us to be, people of faith. So, Father, may we be empowered by the joy of the Holy Spirit, Father, to live our lives. And may our faith be contagious. May our faith be contagious in God when we are struggling and we wonder, is it worth it all? May we realize that this is all temporary and the day will come when our Lord will return and we will experience peace and joy. And there will be no more tears. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to have Tabby and Seth come up and stand as you're able to stand as we sing Good, Good Father.